Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington this Tuesday, April 7, 2020. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. They actually came out over to my townhouse yesterday. My man Jose took care of the air conditioning issue that I had. Thank you to Jose and Ben and everybody over at Crop Metcalf. They do a fantastic job. All right, we've got Eric's mom, I believe, on the line with us to get a little update. Eric, you did actually see her like a week ago when you dropped off groceries, but of course, most of us, especially with parents that are nearby, haven't seen them in a long time because you just are not supposed to visit.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really see her. I mean, I dropped my stuff off and I waved to her.
Well, I figured you'd talk for a while through the door.
Yeah, a couple minutes. I mean, I talk to her almost every day. We do it with the, since we're both Android people, we're Samsung people, we use like Google Duo. We got that to work.
We use FaceTime a lot.
Right. Mom, are you there?
Yes, I am. For the first time, I can talk to you and see you at the same time, you know, on the air. I can see you.
Technology. Good morning, Mrs. B.
Why don't we get Mom on Zoom? She has Zoom.
Oh, no, don't do that. I'm not ready to be seen.
Does she have her curlers in her hair, that sort of thing?
No, but I'm in my nightgown. I mean, my robe and my pajamas.
Well, nobody can see that. They're just looking
at
your
face.
Yeah, they just want to see your face.
Oh, no.
EB's in his pajamas, too.
Yeah.
So what?
Right. I think we all are.
Well, I just combed my hair for you guys, even though you can't see me. Hi, everybody.
Hello. What have these last few weeks been like for you? Because you're somebody who still is out and about all the time. You drive. You visit all of your kids and grandkids frequently. What has it been like the last few weeks?
Well, I think it's like everybody who's been isolated. It's very, very hard. I started self-isolating early.
Who was the tip of the spear on that, Mom? Who was pushing you?
Well, of course you.
What did I tell you? You were still doing piano lessons. I told you got to stop that. You got to stop going to church, right? And you were resisting, weren't you?
Yes. I like to do all of those things.
And but I told you you can't go to the grocery anymore, the grocery store. Everybody. Why did you teach me that, Mom? Because everyone says that's wrong.
To what?
To refer to it as the grocery.
A lot of people have a problem with that.
Yeah, people are they go crazy that I say that's just the way that my mother's says
that's
it.
How you grew up.
Yeah, why do you say it that way?
To go to the grocery.
Yeah,
instead of the grocery store, most people say grocery store.
Probably just a Midwest thing.
Oh, I guess I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it's a farm thing.
Yeah, it's just the way you were growing.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But go ahead. So, Mom, so I told you, look, this
sounds
is before
goofy,
all the. All this lockdown stuff, I said, you got to stop with the piano lessons. You got to stop. You can't go to church. You can't go to choir practice. You know, you're shutting it down. You can't go to Carissa's, my sister's out. You can't do any of that.
Well, yes, that's true.
Right.
And I didn't want to do it. Nobody does. But I think that we find ourselves talking on the phone with our loved ones more. And even with friends, we do that more. At least a lot of us do.
Yeah.
So that's a good part.
Right. I mean, it's a silver lining in it all. What do you miss the most, Mom, just being sort of holed up in the house? Although you are going for walks, right?
Oh, yes, I'm doing that more religiously. I used to try and walk 3 times a week, and so often I wasn't successful. But now I walk about 6 days out of 7, so that's pretty good for me.
Right. So why don't you tell people, there's a couple things that were going on. So when this first started happening, Mom started freaking out that her will wasn't correct, right?
My trust. Yeah, my trust.
Whatever, it's all kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. And you were freaking out, and I didn't care until you told me that you think maybe the trust had it wrong, where all of your money was going to go to charity.
Right. Then none was going to Bickle.
Then all of a sudden I said, well, maybe we should fix this. But that was correct, right? We addressed all that, right, Mom?
Yes. Well, I call it God's work or charity, yes.
Right.
So, yes. Well, I wanted that to be a part of what I leave on earth is charity and not just my kids.
Right.
But I do want to look out for my kids. If I don't use up all my money, you know, that's what.
Right. Well, I was told you could live to be 109, and then you're going busto.
I didn't want to pick one charity, so I picked 10. I did all kinds of research.
Right.
So that was very difficult. I did that a year ago.
Right.
And then when I was done with my trust, I just stopped, okay? Then I learned in looking at my notes that I was supposed to contact whoever might get some of my, you know, whatever's left of my finances, that I needed to put it from the will into the trust.
Right, and you hadn't done that yet. Don't you have a form that you need to still get signed? Have you figured out how to do that?
I gave up on the bank, my checking account. So I gave up because they are insisting I go in there, or that I come there and they bring something out to me and I sign their paper and stuff. And
you're just not going to do it right now, right?
Yeah, so anyway.
I mean, you're not going to die right now because you're quarantined.
Well, I might. I'm not young. I have a young spirit, but I'm not young.
Right, but you're not going to get corona. There's no way you're going to get it because you're locked down.
Don't jinx her.
She's not going to get corona.
Well, who knows? Maybe I didn't do it soon enough. You guys, some of you think you've already had it.
I don't think I've really already had it.
I don't think I've had it.
It's just a guess.
I don't think I've had it because when I had bronchitis, that was August.
I mean, we could have had it with no symptoms.
Yeah, that's possible. But there's no way I got it in August. I think that's too soon.
Well, I do think it's an opportune time to see if there are some people that might need us to, you know, care about them, show that more than usual, call them or do something. I love to bake. But Eric told me I shouldn't even bake, you know, to give some away.
You can't bake cookies and then go give them to your friends.
Well, she could leave them on the front porch. And
yeah, but then her germs are all over it.
In
theory.
My germs aren't all over it.
Right? In theory.
Well, you know what? Anyway, I think it is a time for that. Everybody is trying to think about others, and I think that's really important.
What are you watching, Mom, besides, like the news? Like, if you're going to just be entertained right now.
Well, not a whole lot. I watched a very interesting program. I'm not a, the music, I can't even think. I called Megan and told her to watch it the other night. It was awards program, a Gershwin awards program, and I was watching all these Southern music.
That? Gershwin?
Yeah.
Like George Gershwin?
Oh, yeah, like what is that? Like classical music or something?
Lifetime Award for country music. That's it, country music. That was a very good program.
Is Gershwin country music?
I didn't think he was.
It was Gershwin Award. Lifetime Award, okay.
All right.
That was good. So that was, I enjoyed that.
That's the best you've watched?
I watched it for about an hour. Sometimes I watch General Hospital. They always have a lot of intrigue.
You have
going.
Netflix,
she just needs the good book, EB. That's all she needs.
You don't have Netflix, right, Mom?
No, I don't have that.
Yeah,
no.
I have
the sports things. That's on my program.
By the way, General Hospital, Eric and I grew up watching this.
Okay? No, and you know what? It's just
years
intriguing.
And years ago.
Terrible show in the way as far as its morale.
Well, I just wanted to say that we watched it probably when we were 12 years old. Eric's already 50. I'm 49, right? Some of the same people are on the show. I couldn't believe it.
Some of them are dying, though.
I saw Anna Devane or whoever that actress is was on it. I was like,
Is Scorpio still on the show, Mom?
Who's that?
Scorpio.
I doubt it.
He still is.
See?
Yes,
oh,
he
really?
Looks different.
Wasn't his name like Tristan or something? Is he still on? What about Akin Schreiner? He played, do you remember Akin?
Well, Sonny's still on. He's still on.
Right. Is he old now?
He looks pretty good. I don't know how they do it. They've all had facial work, I'm pretty
sure.
Yeah,
they all had Botox and all that.
Tristan Rogers?
Yeah, he looks pretty good. But.
Yeah, Tristan Rogers, right? Tristan, that's Scorpio.
That
how
is
old
Scorpio.
Is he, Jason?
Tristan Rogers is, oh, I don't even know. He's got to be, is he in his 70s?
He's got to be.
Has to be.
So, Mom, so you're watching General Hospital during the day, maybe
sometimes.
Some random, like, I don't know, NPR type of, like, awards thing. What else?
I like to watch The Voice sometimes. I don't make it a regular, but you watch The Voice?
Are they still
American
doing,
Idol?
They're not doing The Voice anymore. How are they doing American Idol? Is it all just like tape stuff?
I don't know. I think it's over for the season.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of things I like to watch. I watch the news too much. So.
Mom, if you had, we asked this of each other. If you have 2 hours where you get a free pass and you could do whatever you want, like there's no corona, what would you do? 2 hours.
Right now.
Yes.
Okay. Right now?
Yeah.
I go to church.
Well, I already tried to read the Bible a little bit. That would be one thing, I guess. And I probably
you can do that
would.
Now. No, no, the point is, Mom, you could be out in public.
Yeah, there's like, no corona.
There's no corona. You go back to your real life. You get a 2-hour pass.
You can go to your favorite restaurant. You can visit
I
a friend.
I would probably make a trip from here to Crofton to Davidsonville. You're too far away.
Oh, so I wouldn't get to see it.
She'd visit her other kids.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, what you would should, the correct answer is,
that
Mom,
sense.
You would organize a family reunion. That's what you would do.
Oh, well, that, well, we would never make it in 2 hours.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying you have to do it right this second. I'm saying
who would
you get
be
a
the first
window.
To arrive and who would be the
it's
last to arrive?
It's a flawed scenario.
Who's the kid that's always late? She's worried about the 2 hours that some
oh,
people
that
wouldn't
be,
show up.
That'd be a race between Matt and Chad. They're both late all the time.
Is Eric always first?
No, my
well, he's
sister.
He's the one that hosts a lot of them. But we have birthday celebrations at the different homes, but not here anymore.
Right.
Mrs. B,
not
you got to go
anymore.
Over to Eric's house and enjoy the fire pit.
Right.
Oh, I look forward to that. I think
I got
that
no furniture,
like,
though.
That he can't light. You can't light it, but you can sit around it.
No, I figured out how to light it. I YouTubed it. But I don't have any furniture because I might go bust, though.
Hey, Eric, I should tell you, I had my grocery delivery yesterday.
Oh, yeah? How did that work?
Well, I don't know. I spent a good part of my day trying to straighten it out because I want things to be just right. So,
right.
But I got word in the morning, you know, that they were going to bring part of it and how much they charge. And I thought, I'm not going to pay this delivery charge twice. And so, anyway, and then I got word that there's a $25 fee. That drove me nuts because...
What do you mean a $25 fee?
I don't know. You didn't tell me that.
Dude, did I tell you how much?
I tried to get on with the store, and, you know, that was a waste of my time. But finally, I got help, and they put that on there in case you make changes or whatever. But I thought I was going to be paying
$30. Oh, right. So what they do is, so, like, if your bill is $200, they put $225, and then whatever it is, they subtract what they ultimately spent. That's what they're doing.
See,
they're giving themselves wiggle room. They're charging you wiggle room in case if you add things.
Yes, my bill was around $70, but that includes a $16 delivery charge,
right.
And then this $25 thing. And I thought, heck, I'm going to pay $40 to get like $70 for the food. So I
just take it out of the portion of the will which was supposed to go to Eric.
Yeah,
he's okay with that.
That was a nightmare making that order. But did you get everything that you needed?
Yes, I did, but I spent way too much time trying to straighten out that part. Actually, they don't take the $25 off, as far as I know.
No, they're going to take it off, Mom. It's just they charge you a little extra in case like, say, if the bacon you want is not there and you get a different kind that's more expensive, it gives them wiggle room. That's all.
I see. Well, the other thing, everything was fine except the almond milk. The almond milk was already past due.
Oh, really?
It was a March 29th, and this was April 6th.
Oh, that's bad.
That's not good. That's probably tastes like butt.
Did you complain?
I tried, and I gave up after about an hour and a half waiting to talk
you
to
know
someone.
What? I'll get on that today. I'll contact them.
But it was otherwise, it was nice.
Did you
know,
get
and I left a little tip under the wheel of my car when the lady I saw, and I said, there's something under the car.
Mm-hmm. Good. Did you get into church, the Zoom church? Did it work this weekend, Mom?
Do Zoom.
Yes, you can.
Because I have no sound.
We put it on your phone.
Yes. I do it on my phone, but that's not the same. Yes, okay. I do it on my phone. Is that Zoom on my phone, too?
We put the Zoom app on your phone.
All right. I'm completely illiterate on this, but it's on my phone, yes.
Yeah,
I didn't know that was still called Zoom.
Well, you have Duo that you and I use, but then you also have the Zoom app on your phone. So when you're trying to log into church, are you trying to log in via your desktop or via your phone?
I don't know. I do whatever. I have instructions from Dina what to do.
I know, but are you doing it on your computer or are you doing it on your phone?
You're going to give Eric a heart attack.
Yeah.
I was supposed to have a meeting with my poetry group yesterday on Zoom, and I can't do it because all I see is their mouths moving. I have no sound.
Mom, I'm asking you a question. Are you doing it on your computer or your phone?
Tilt
City. I'm doing it on my phone, the church.
Yes.
But I can't do other things on my phone because I don't know. They have it set up for Zoom on your computer.
I know, but just do Zoom on your phone. See, she doesn't have a microphone working or whatever on her computer, right? It's all messed up on her computer. So just do it on your phone, Mom.
Okay, well, you have to tell me how to do that.
Then we put the app on the
You're
phone.
Scolding your mom.
But because it's making me crazy.
Get off this thing. Nobody's probably interested in that. They don't have people struggling with technology.
The word's technology.
Jason struggles with it.
I know, it won't come out.
Mom, we put the app on your phone. So just check your, you don't know how to check your email on your phone, do you? So when someone sends you the link, you don't know how to do that.
Right. Well, you made me look like I'm so stupid. I'm not stupid.
I know you're not. It's just not intuitive to you. I get it. Believe me.
They don't give you a book. They give you this little book when I got my phone that tells you almost nothing. And then I guess you say I have to get on the computer to figure out what I'm supposed to do.
All right, Mrs. B, we're up against a break.
JP, you think I should get her an iPad? You think an iPad would be easier? She's never used an Apple product in her life, though.
Well, does her desktop, I mean, I haven't seen her office in years. Does she still have the old desktop in what used to be that room next to your old room?
Yeah. I mean, it's a desktop.
Does that have a camera? Why can't she just do it all on her desktop?
I'm not sure that she does.
She could probably do Zoom on the desktop.
No, she tries, but she can't get the audio. She doesn't have the microphone working or something. She might not have a microphone plugged in or something.
Well, she just might need to unmute it. Look, I once took my mom to the movies and put her phone, I just clicked it so that the sound would be off during the movies. I had to go over there 2 days later to click one button. I mean, it is what it is, EB. You just got to struggle through it. You got to go through it.
I've struggled through it.
I would do the desktop and go step by step to unmute her Zoom.
It's not that. She doesn't have a freaking microphone. She doesn't have a microphone, and I don't think she has a camera.
You need a microphone for poetry group.
Yeah. I'm more worried about
Jason missed his poetry group meetup, too.
Yeah, he did. And church.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Mrs. B, we got to go to commercial break here.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, stay safe.
Talk to you guys, and I don't know how you're celebrating Easter, but celebrate it.
Coming to your house.
Oh, well, that would be nice.
We'll just sit out in the front yard and eat ham.
I would do some cleaning up if you were coming to my house.
Well, we probably can't go inside. He's saying we'll just be outside.
We'll just sit in the front yard.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Six feet apart.
We could celebrate Resurrection Sunday.
Right. Yes.
I'll bring the wine. I'll bring the cocktails.
Yeah, Jason, stay safe.
All right. Love you, Mom. I'll talk to you later. We'll try to get that, whatever, your milk resolved.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
All right. Okay. Peace. Love you.
Guys. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Okay. All right. We got John Kincaid joining us coming up at 9:20. One of our favorites. We'll talk to him at 9:20. And at 9 o'clock, who wants to win a silly prize? Junkies edition.
Very good.
Because we don't have a silly prize.
We have zipping.
Who wants to be a millionaire is coming back starting tomorrow night, so I came up with some questions. We'll play with all the junkies. That's coming up at 9 o'clock here on the Junks.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. We got John Kincaid joining us coming up at 9:20. He's down in Atlanta. CBS Sports Radio host, has a talk show down in Atlanta. Should mention later this week, couple good bookings. First of all, we're going to have John Taffer on the show for Bar Rescue.
Oh, good.
So we will talk business side of things with John Taffer. And Frank Caliendo is going to be on the show on Thursday.
Very good.
Frank's Caliendo, been making waves on social media.
Yes. Yesterday was a big day in the sports world in terms of anniversaries. I believe it was the 26th anniversary of the famous Jim Rome, Jim Everett interview.
That's right.
Where he kept
calling him Chris.
Yeah, he dared him to call him Chris one more time. He said he's going to come across the table if he did.
It was so good.
Rome did, and Jim Everett flips the table, and it was a great TV moment.
Caliendo did an impression of, you know, he does a great Jim Rome. So you can check it out. We retweeted it at Junks Radio if you want to see it. But he's going to come on the show Thursday at 8:20.
What about Cal Ripken? Is Cal coming on this week?
Not scheduled just yet.
What's the story with Cal? Did you think he was coming on,
I think,
Jason?
John Maroon reached out to us. He wants
what is he promoting?
Cal's coming on tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Oh, cool.
What's he promoting, Dravy?
I'll be honest, I can't remember.
He'll let us know.
I just saw something with him on my Twitter. Something about at Feeding America, Striking Out Hunger 2020. So it's to bring awareness to that. So
what,
I'm sure
Drabby,
that's probably part of it.
Have you heard back from the Hogan people?
No.
All right. Can we follow up today, maybe? Just put a bug in your ear?
Well, he said he was going to look into it. But
yeah,
I'll
just send him another email. Just say, hey, just checking in to see if there's any word.
Although we did hear back from Ruthie from Ozark, and she gave us the Heisman.
Did you try to get her?
Yeah. And Drab said it was going to be a long shot. I said, you know, whatever. Worst she could say is no. We tried.
Right. What'd she say?
No.
I know,
she
but
said
like, no, like, I'm just not doing radio or.
It wasn't her. It was her agent or her, you know, PR rep.
What's her name in real life again?
Julia Garner.
Okay.
They said, thank you so much for the offer, but we are kindly passing on this request.
They said, get out of here, you bottom feeder radio jerks.
Right.
That's what they said.
She was so silly, Ben quit taking his meds.
Do you think that they, like if they don't know.
Got him.
Do you think that if they don't know who we are, they just, like, type in the Sports Junkies and they see, like, you know, the Emerald Contest or, like, a bunch of girls in bikinis.
You see, like, Professor Cakes wearing an inner tube.
Yeah. Right. Just,
probably.
The worst,
like,
of the worst.
If you Google the Junkies right now,
yeah,
what comes up, like, on the images? Let me see. All right, just pictures of us.
Probably just our dumb pictures.
Just dumb pictures.
Us touching our faces on Zoom, maybe.
Like some of the early, like, embarrassing stuff. is not really there,
it's,
right?
It's fading away. Hey, seriously, quick That's question good. About Ozark and meds. This is almost like a real life thing.
Yeah.
Right? And you know, you have to suspend disbelief. But do you spiral that quickly when you get off meds if you're bipolar? So
I mean, maybe if you have a violent temper like Uncle Ben.
I mean,
what Ben happened? Hold on, what are we talking about?
Ben spiraled in like 2 seconds once he quit taking meds.
Our favorite character, Ben.
Oh, I
Ben
hated him.
Ben got sice for Ruthie, and he, you know, had some issues one night, and then he was like, well, I need to take it off these meds because I want to take care of business with Ruthie. And then 2 days later, he's a complete nut job. Does it happen that quick?
He would have been better off.
In Hollywood, yes, it happens that quick.
He would have been way better off just staying in that boring, drab mental asylum in Missouri. He'd still be alive.
Right.
Poor Ben. No, he had to get out. You had to spring him loose.
I don't know, JP. That's a good question. It might happen pretty quickly. Maybe not in a day or two. But, yeah, he needed to get his Jimmy Johnson to work.
That's right. He got a priority.
The meds were hurting that.
Yeah. He didn't look like he was totally with it before, but my God, did he spiral quickly once he got off the meds.
Well, you know, a lot of people think that they did a real disservice to people that suffer from bipolar because they just made it look like, I mean, it is an awful affliction. Right. There's no question it is, but they really went sort of stereotypical. You know what I mean? Like, this is awful if you're not on your meds. And I think that's largely true, but they didn't do anybody with bipolar a favor
a family member who's bipolar. Now, he doesn't get violent, but he goes off the rails real quick.
Now, that said, most people are in real life circumstances.
Right.
He was in the middle of a drug cartel war.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't know what he was in for.
You know?
Dude, I told you, we have a family friend. And who was bipolar. And I saw her on like a FaceTime call, this person. And she was dressed up. What was the name of that? I think I told you the story before. That movie that James Cameron did.
Titanic?
No, Avatar.
Avatar, yeah.
She was dressed up as one of the characters.
Really?
Oh,
like she
yeah.
was like blue and green. And
yes.
That, like, weird like
horns. Ears.
Yeah, she was wearing an Avatar costume.
And, like, that's weird.
You just lose your ass.
That's kind of bizarre.
Yeah, you just lose your ass. So, all right, you want to get into the world of Hollywood and entertainment, or should we wait till next segment?
You want to do that, or should we go to D?
Let's
D's
go to
been
D.
on hold for a while.
Let's go to D.
Our pal D. Woods.
D, are you there, buddy?
What's going on, Junks?
What's up, man? D?
You know, the first thing you see when you Google a picture of the Sports Junkie is probably Lurch.
Why?
No, I'm just saying. I just wanted to say that.
Oh, okay.
Throwback.
Call back, yeah. Hey, I was calling.
What's the first time we met you, D, in person? Was it a spring break show?
You know, I was thinking about that. It was like 21 years ago, and I probably shouldn't say this, but I was underage because, let me see, I was I'll be 38 this year, so yeah. No, yeah. So... and I walked into a restaurant. It was after hours, though. It turned into a bar somewhere down in Virginia, and I met Lurch, and I gave Lurch, this when I was doing music, and I gave Lurch one of my business cards. And then he told me to call in. He told me to call in to the show on that Monday morning. It was like a Saturday or something like that. But, yeah, good carding process Virginia had back then. But so that was the first time I met
somebody. We're like lifelong friends.
Somebody. I know. Exactly. So I was calling because one of my buddies, I know that, you know, this COVID-19 is running rampant through the city, but one of my buddies, who's actually a P1 listener of the Junks, he even offered to drill Drab's bowling balls for him and get I'm getting shaky voice. I never got shaky voice on the radio before, but
wow, you're all
he
good.
Offered to, yeah, he offered to, drill Drab's bowling balls and give him a bowler bag and everything like that. He was in ICU for a week in the hospital for about 10 days roughly. His daughter was in the hospital for a week with it. His wife had it. She was quarantined at home, but he passed away two Fridays ago. His name is Big John Bradford is his name. And I wanted to call and ask if people could donate to his GoFundMe, because he literally lost his job in February and came down with the virus in March. So they hit
his,
the goal.
That's awful. What was his story? Do they know how he contracted it?
Well, so personally, I know six people that have it or have had it, right? Four wow. people I know have been, four people are clustered together, and then two people are clustered together. It's nothing. So we all bowl, and the theory is that it had traveled through people that were at, you know, certain bowling alleys or whatever the case may be. But yeah, so four people have it, then two other people just, you know, from a different part of my life, actually family members, they have it. But everybody else is fine. And this all happened, you know, in March. Everybody else pulled through and came out of it.
Did he have pre-existing conditions and all that stuff? What was his deal?
I can't speak to that. I will say his I call him Big John. He's a big boy. You know right. what I mean? So it was, you know, it wasn't. I don't know his, you know, what his preconditions were, but he wasn't in the best of shape.
Maybe he had diabetes or something. If you have diabetes, it's not.
What's
good.
The GoFundMe address for people?
Yeah, we'll tweet it.
I'm going to send it over to you because I didn't make the link, and I looked at the link, and I'm like, nobody's ever going to find it. If I send it, but it's GoFundMe.com. The Bradfords need your help, and they really do. So I will say people have been a blessing. They've already hit the mark that they set, but they set a mark thinking he was going to come out the hospital. And, you know, now that he's passed away, it'd be a great help if people could push them even further past the mark to help the family out, because he was the provider for that family. He has three beautiful daughters and a wife.
How old was he?
He's leaving behind. He was in his 50s.
Wow. That's just brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal. Really sorry to hear that, D.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's awful news.
No really problem, sorry to hear that, but we'll get that out there, and we'll get some donations in there for sure.
Appreciate it. Love the junks, man. Love you guys, man. And I appreciate
right.
it.
Right, thanks, you, buddy.
D. Stay
appreciate
safe, man.
It.
Thank y'all.
Yeah. Wow. That's a terrible story. Mm. Did he call in then? Because I remember a guy did offer to drill the holes in Drab's ball. Drabby, did that guy actually call the show?
I can't remember if it was the same guy or not.
But somebody did offer that, right?
Yeah. Well, D told me in a Facebook message that the guy was offering, but he may have called in too.
Right. Yeah. Brutal. Just brutal. All right. We'll try to shift gears when we come back, right? Is that what we're doing? I can give you a little EP?
That.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll try to entertain you. I'm hoping that Valdez can find some of the Joe Exotic video or audio from an interview he did from prison. I think you guys might get a kick out of just hearing Joe Exotic for a little bit. We'll try to find that, and we got some other stories when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Remember, miss any part of the show, you can always use the rewind feature on the Radio.com app. It's fantastic. Coming up later in the show at 9 o'clock, we'll do a little Who Wants to Win a Silly Prize, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, in honor of the Celebrity Edition, which is starting tomorrow night with Jimmy Kimmel as the new host. At 9:20, John Kincaid will join us, CBS Sports Radio host, also does the show down in Atlanta. Right now, we open up the entertainment page with EB.
All right, boys. Obviously, Tiger King is still capturing everyone's fascination. They're going to have another episode, an update episode, I believe. Valdez, have you been able to find that audio of Joe Exotic?
I have like a little clip that Netflix tweeted out where they have a couple of cuts from interview in prison.
Yeah, so here's Joe Exotic just kind of commenting about his newfound fame, et cetera, from prison.
When I walk out of here, am I going to be as crazy as I was before? That will never change. You know, it would be nice if I could actually see me being famous out there, but I've seen these same four walls for a year and a half now. Go sit in a cage with your animal for a week. I mean, when I left the zoo and I sent my chimpanzees to the sanctuary in Florida, and imagine what my chimpanzees went through for 18 years. I'm ashamed of myself. As short a time as I was married to Dylan, and still married to Dylan, you know, 8 months before I got arrested for all this, it's been a year and a half of sleeping in a car and going from couch to couch and house to house, and I can't thank my husband enough for standing beside me. I'm done with the Carol Baskin saga. It's now time to turn the tables and Joe get out of jail, a free man, and exonerated from all these charges.
Wow. So I'm fascinated to see that. I've got an update here on a bunch of the characters, right? I got to tell you, I'm just going to cut to the one that's most interesting to me. The person who got their arm cut off.
Yeah.
This is how dumb
I am. Trainer, yeah. Saf, I think it was their name.
I thought it was a her. They're referring to
him. I thought she was female. I mean, I
thought it was a female, too. They're referring to him as a him. Am I missing something? Was there some sort of transition that I don't know about?
I'm not sure.
It says Saf Safari, even after losing part of his arm in a tiger attack.
It could be a typo, too.
They refer to him as a he, like, several times.
Maybe she identifies as a male.
I don't know. What that is.
I'm not sure.
I think she was misgendered in the documentary, this article says.
So
she identifies as a male.
She does. He does.
So she's transgender.
I guess she's transgender. Is that essentially what we're talking about here?
I guess.
If Saf himself addressed the issue head on, making it clear, I've always gone by him since the day I said that out loud.
Right.
Okay. I thought she's female. I don't know.
So did I. Okay, but that's fine. Whatever you want to be, sure. I guess. That's the world we live in. But all right. So that was interesting to me. All right. So let me give you an update on some of the characters. Obviously, you know that Joe is in prison for 22 years. Carol Baskin.
By the way, Joe's making it sound like he thinks he's going to walk out of there like soon. Like, why does he think that? Isn't he doing federal time?
Did he actually commit
22 years?
Did he commit the murder or did he hire someone to do it?
Well, he claims that he was set up, obviously. You know, and I actually think he kind of has a.
But what was the charge? Was
claim
the charge
on that.
Murder for hire or first-degree murder?
Orchestrating a murder-for-hire plot against Carol and then violating several wildlife laws. They're saying what really got him was he admitted to euthanizing five tigers on the grounds. He claims it was because they were in pain. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you start harming animals, that's when they went after him.
Right.
Hardcore.
I still haven't watched any. Who was the victim, the murder victim?
Nobody.
No, she wasn't killed.
She wasn't killed.
There was a target, but she was never killed.
Oh, she was never killed. I got you.
Yeah, he was basically set up by this Jeff Lowe and some of these other shady characters.
Gotcha.
So Carol was the one that he wanted to. I mean, she apparently just completely harassed him for years. She still is running her Big Cat Rescue. Doc Antle is still running his Institute for Greatly Endangered and Rare Species in South Carolina cakes, and he's having to withstand people claiming that he's got a harem of wives and that he's running
a cult there. Well, he basically does.
It sure seems like it, right?
Yeah.
Jeff Lowe, the shady Vegas businessman, and his wife, they took over operations of the GW Zoo. And if you've seen their social media posts recently, they did hire a hot nanny.
I did see the picture.
Nanny. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's just a PR stunt or
I read that was a real deal. That was all fake.
That was all sham, too.
She's a model. She's a model from Las Vegas.
Okay.
And he hired her to come out there and pose as her nanny.
He's just the biggest scam artist I think I've seen on reality TV like in a decade.
Right.
That guy.
Right. Let me see. So his one of his husbands, Dylan, apparently has remained loyal to Joe, and he credits Joe for the reason he kicked his addiction to prescription pain pills.
And Dylan's loyal to Sup Dogs. Give him a clap for that.
That's right. He was pimping Sup Dogs.
For $300. Help get Sup Dogs over the top.
They say that Dylan now works as a bartender in Western Florida. That's what he's doing right now, but he's still loyal, and he calls Joe every day.
Right.
They talk on the phone. John Finley, the guy with all the tattoos, he was one of his husbands.
Yeah.
The guys with the teeth all banged up. He got new teeth, and he's been clean for, I think he claims he's been clean for 6 years, and he's got a new girlfriend. Oh, actually, he's engaged to a woman.
Hmm.
And let me see, he's working as a welder in Oklahoma. So he went from being married to Joe in like this weird throuple thing, right? There was all three of them.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Three dudes all married to each other.
Mm-hmm.
The one guy, I guess, shot himself accidentally. And then John and then Joe. Well, Joe's now engaged to a woman and living a totally different life.
Well, I don't know if that dude shot himself accidentally. I thought that wasn't that a suicide, or am I wrong on that?
Well, I think that the guy that saw it happen, Joshua Dial, Joe's campaign manager, during his failed run for governor of Oklahoma, he thought he was playing around.
Huh.
Okay.
With the gun. But, you know, I that was a little confusing to me also. But he says he's cut all ties with Joe Exotic, even though he was his campaign manager during his failed run for governor. He says he's tried to move on. He's got a new life. He's got a new fiance, and he's putting all that behind him. Remember James Gerritsen, that fat strip club owner?
Yeah, that guy's shady, too.
Was a confidential informant for the FBI?
Yeah.
He said he's faced a lot of backlash for his role, and he says Joe was killing a ton of animals, so people can call me whatever they want to call me. I think I did the right thing. If you're an animal lover, you're not going to call me a snitch. So there you go. There's the update on the Tiger King characters.
By the way, EB, I dabbled with Naked and Afraid yesterday.
Oh, did you?
But I have full disclosure, I only watched about 12 minutes of the episode.
And so you're out?
I have to revisit it.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Slightly entertaining?
I mean, I'm slightly intrigued to see what happens, but I think I know what happens just from the trailer. Like, she's going to get a million bug bites, and they're going to
be awful.
They're down in the Bahamas. It appears to be basically the same spot where they're trying to do the fire festival.
They're not at the Cove?
The ill-fated fire festival.
Not at the Cove.
No, not at the Cove.
What are some of the animals that are threatening them?
Oh, I haven't even gotten that far yet. I've gotten to the point where
they're just both, introing them?
Where the brother's naked, she's naked, they're looking at the map. He brought a machete.
Yeah.
And she brought like something to make fire with. And now they're I guess going off into the interior of the island where they're gonna get bit by a billion bugs.
Oh yeah. Dude, you're just getting started. You haven't even gotten into the meat of it yet.
I have not. No.
All right, please, I'm begging you, please. Find 30 minutes to finish the episode today.
I will finish the episode and give my full review.
Full review tomorrow. I'm telling you, you're going to be intrigued by it.
All right.
I forgot that homework assignment.
JP,
maybe I will
watch it today.
JP, I'm going to watch at least two or three episodes, more episodes of Bloodline.
Yeah, you're going to finish the season. I know you. You finished Ozark in 2 days.
Yeah, I'll finish the season.
The problem is Bloodline was 13 episodes, so you'll probably crank that out in about 3 days.
Long.
And then you're going to be on season two. And then after season two, I don't think I watched season three, and I think that was it.
Right. Well, I'll just get through season one for now.
It's a really
good show.
Well,
let me ask you this. For season two, are most of the characters the same, or do they add some? I'm assuming they're adding some characters.
I mean, I don't remember exactly. I think it's mostly the same characters.
All right. Okay.
And EB, I think I'm losing steam.
Three brothers, right? It's mostly three brothers.
Right. And the sister, the hot sister, Linda Cardellini is the actress.
Sorry, I forgot the sister.
Juliet and I are slowing down on the staircase. We will finish it, but we were going like at a just fever pitch at first.
Yeah.
We've pumped the brakes on it like
lost
the last zeal. 2 days or so.
Well, I mean, like all of them, when they're like 9, 10, 11 episodes long, I mean, they do kind of wane a little bit.
I'll just say this. Michael Peterson, that's his name, right?
The defendant? Yeah.
Very unlikable. Very unlikable person.
Right. Now, are you
real
watching,
surprise?
You're watching the first one, right? Because there was a whole second one that was released.
First, the OG is what I'm watching.
Yeah, yeah. You got to watch the second one.
I got to watch two of them?
Yeah.
Speaking of OGs,
I get the update.
Open the show telling you that last night I watched a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire special, which was kind of a recap of the old show with Regis, and ultimately Jimmy Kimmel did an interview with Regis. He still looks pretty good. Regis is hanging in there. But the show's been around forever, and what amazed me was that when the show first hit, 34 million people were watching that show.
Man, that's a ton.
Every night. It was number one, number two. Like, if you looked at the ratings for the week, it was 1 through 5. It was the most watched show by far. So I prepped a little Who Wants to Be a Silly Prize, as we used to play on this show. Since we've got no prizes, what's going to do with the junkie? So get your pen and paper out.
I'm ready.
Are we going to be one collective contestant?
I didn't quite noodle that.
Why don't we do that? We can just lean on each other.
That wasn't noodled very well.
I think you guys should just compete against each other.
All right.
Here's now the one wacky idea I had is,
you've got
lifelines.
Well,
right?
The lifelines will be Drabby and Valdez.
Or you could even throw in some callers. If you want to go to like a Grasper lifeline caller.
Let's get a wackadoo. Like, get Cowboy Todd on.
Yeah,
like,
maybe we
can. He's useless, Kings.
get the prize picks calling in. 800-636-1067 if you want to help out. They can maybe lean on, if you need to, lean on a caller for advice. So I'll give you your 50-50 balls, and we'll do that next. And then, of course, we've got John Kincaid coming up at 9:20. But we'll do a little Who Wants to Win a Silly Prize next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.